Yeah, Shir number Chav Dalet, Shir number 24. Brand new Gemara, Chav Dalet. You guys already asked for one yesterday. Chav Dalet is 24. What's 24? There's 24 Sifrei Tanakh. 24 Sifrei Tanakh.
Oh, that's it.
Which is the fabric of the Torah Batzim. All of Torah Shebaal Peh is really explaining the Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, it's a special schus that we have, Baruch Hashem, to delve deeper into the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebaal Peh, over here. On the sugya of Bedikas Chametz, let's be masbir. We were learning until now a question of Bedikas Chametz, the maskir, the soicher, who is the one that needs to do the Bedika? We have Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak giving us the answer. Let's read it inside. Amar Luhu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered them, Tanina. We learned in a brisa. We learned it already. Hamaskir bayis lachaberu. Somebody who rents a house to his friend. Imach lo masa lo maftechos. Chal arba asar. If the 14th begins before he gave over the keys, ala maskir liv doik. Then it's the obligation of the maskir to do the bedikas chametz. V'mish masa lo maftechos chal arba asar. And if the 14th is chal after he gave over the keys, al ha-soicher livdoik, it's the obligation of the soicher to do the bedika, period. That's the end of the Gemara. What's Rav Nachman Yitzchak's teretz? Nachman Yitzchak is telling us the answer. The original question was, who needs to do the bedika? If a guy rents his house out for the 14th, who needs to do a bedika? Is it the maskir? Is it the soicher? What's Rav Nachman Yitzchak's answer?
Whoever's got the keys.
Whoever's got the keys. The answer is, it depends. It depends. What does it depend on? It depends on whoever has the keys, but not just whoever has the keys. When he gets the keys. It depends when he gets the keys. If he gets the keys before the beginning of the 14th, then it's the soicher's responsibility. If he got the keys after the beginning of the 14th, then it's the maskir's responsibility. That is the pshat that Rav Nachman Yitzchak gives. Now we want to appreciate a little bit the idea that's going on over here, because let's remind ourselves. There was a question, who needs to do the bedika, the maskir or the soicher? That was the question. And if that's the question, and the Gemara gave a reason it should be the maskir, the Gemara gave a reason it should be the soicher. So let's go back and try to think about the answer from that perspective. Right? If there's a, why should the maskir do the bedika? Because it's his chametz. Why should the soicher do the bedika? Because it's in his rishus. So l'chayra, the answer should say one of those two points. Rav Nachman Yitzchak should have said very simply, the maskir has to do bedika because it's his chametz, or the soicher has to do the bedika because it's in his rishus. That's what the Gemara should have said. If I was Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that's what I would have said, right? Somebody comes over to you, he says, hey, you want chocolate ice cream, you want vanilla ice cream? I want pizza. I didn't ask you if you want pizza. I asked you if you want chocolate or vanilla. What are you bringing in something totally different? I ask you like this. I say, does the maskir have to do the bedika because it's his chametz? Or does the soicher have to do the bedika because it's in his rishus? You know, forget about those two things. Let me tell you something. I want to say my own Torah. You know, there's something called Mesiras Mafteach, and it depends when you give the Mafteach. You give it this time, then it's going to be him. You give it that time, it's going to be the other. What's going on here? I asked a simple question. Give me a simple answer. What's happening here in the Gemara?
You can't both be wrong.
So, Zak Shalom. Both Zadim of the original question are wrong. Zanutat. Nachman Yitzchak says, Rabbi Sai, you've been learning in Yeshiva Gevaldik, but you haven't been learning long enough. You got both of the Zadim wrong. It's a nutzad. What's the nutzad? That is totally in Mesiras Mafteach. And what? What's the nutzad? This is what you were going to say also? Okay, so, yeah, what's the nutzad? Mesiras Mafteach. When you get the Mafteach, you're chayv. Whoever has the key, it's the golden rule. Whoever has the key, he's the one who's in charge. Right? That's your shot. Okay, it sounds a little funny, Tank. The Gemara and Havmin had got it totally wrong. It sounds like a little bit of a chiddush. What are you saying?
His answer is that it's going to be Rishusa, it just depends who, it depends when the person got the Rishus.
Oh, Zog, totally. No, it's not that he got totally wrong. No. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is answering one of the two Tzadim.
Can't be.
One second, before it can't be. Let him, let's finish the thought. Right? Is he answering one of the two tzedadim? What's he saying? He's saying that it's the soicher or the maskir, depending on what? On who's reshus. In other words, what was the original question? Who is the one that has the bedikah? The maskir because it's his chavetz. Or the soicher because it's his reshus? What's the answer? It goes by the reshus. But it happens to be, sometimes it's the maskir, sometimes it's the soicher. It depends whose reshus the chametz is in. If the reshus change took place after the beginning of the chiyuv, so then it was the maskir's reshus at the time of the chiyuv, he's chayev. If it took place before that, it's the soicher's reshus, he's chayev. Right? Comes out, so gishmak, comes to Nachman Yitzchak and says, the answer is it's tali and reshus. Tali and reshus. How do I express that? Seres mafteach. That's what makes the change in reshus, right? That's the answer, Kwan Atoli. Very beautiful, and we'll be miles be more in a second. But first, let's hear from you and Moshe why it can't be.
No, I don't think I got it.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, I was getting really excited there. Okay, fine. So this is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It's so gishmak to be able to appreciate what exactly is the answer. The answer is really expressing one of the two tzedadim. Now, this itself is a little bit of a difficulty. Because, I mean, there are some people here that were confused by the answer, right? If Rav Nachman Yitzchak wanted to say a very clear and straightforward answer, it's Tali in the Rishus, then what would he have said? Exactly those words, very good, Avi. It's Tali in the Rishus. Right? That's what he would have said. Why didn't Rav Nachman Yitzchak say, it's Tali in the Rishus? That's what he should have said, no? This is my question on the Gemara, which we're going to have to get to Bezras Hashem soon. Okay, Yudu Moshe, can I trouble you just to drop in a shekel? We have to realize that it's a hot time. Let's start doing this before. Sure. Okay, yeah, we're in the summer. So, you hear what's happening here. I'm asking a question on the Gemara. The Gemara is so gishmak, it's beautiful. If Nachman Yitzchak comes in, gives an answer, it's gebaldic, it's wonderful. But at the end of the day, I'm asking a simple question. Just speak clearly. Be straightforward. Tell us. It's Tali in the Rishos. What are you saying?
If Nachman Yitzchak said straight out, it's Tali in the Rishos.
Yeah.
Would we have known that the Chiyuv B'dika doesn't move?
Okay, good. Very good. So what do you want to tie in? You want to tie in that he's teaching us that the Chiyuv B'dika doesn't move. That's why it says this way. Sirius Maftech.
What is Sirius?
Right? Okay, Beseder, I want to speak out your question and your point in a second. But I want to just leave this question on the side for a moment, and I want to be masbir what we just said according in light of what we've been learning until now. Okay, what did we just finish explaining? That the maskon of the Gemara is that it's Tali in the Rishos. We had two tzedadim. Is it Tali in the ownership of the chametz? Is it Tali in whose Rishos it's in? What's the answer, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, as explained by Rashi? It's Tali in whose Rishos it's in. Very good, beautiful. Let's go back for a minute and refresh ourselves. What were the two tzedadim of the original question? Remember, we learned the Rishash, we learned the Rabbi Chanan, we learned the Tosvos, we learned Hare Kedem, Abichas Avram, Rashi, Rabbeinu David, we learn many Mefarshim in what are the two tzedadim of the Gemara's question. So now that we're learning the answer, let's try to appreciate what exactly is being nischadish in the answer according to the different Mahalchim. Okay? In the Rishash, we'll start with the Rishash. In the Rishash said, what are the two tzedadim of the Shaila? Is it Tali in the Maskir, he's the owner of the Chametz, because we're afraid that maybe his bittel wasn't Belev Shalim, right? And he's over by the Rabbi Matzai. Or is it the Chiyuv of the Socher because Shema Yavalachlo? The reason for the Dinder Abanon of Bidika after bittel is Shema Yavalachlo. He's in the Rishash, he might come in, Shema Yavalachlo. What's the Maskana according to the Rishash? What's the Maskana of the Gemara according to the Rishash? That when there's a Dinder Abanon of Bidika Achar Bittel, the Lamdus, The reason for that din derabbanan of bedika achar bittel is because we're afraid shami of alachlo. Not because of a chshash that the bittel was not belev shalem, but rather it's because of a chshash shami of alachlo. Which, like we pointed out already, is l'chayra a horror over here, because the Ran, when he spoke it out, he seemed to have both possibilities as valid possibilities. According to the Rishash, that these are the Tutzdadim of the Gemara's Shaila, the Maskana of the Gemara is Taka telling us that one of the Tutzdadim is the right tzad, and the other tzad is the wrong tzad. And that means that the Maskana of the Gemara is telling us that the reason why there's a Takana Durabanon of Bidika after Bittel is because of the Chshash Shem Yavalachlo. Not that we're afraid he's not doing a B'leiv Shalim. And that's why it's going to be, what's it called? Sorry, one second. Yeah, and that's why it's going to be the Socher, even though he doesn't own the Chametz.
You're asking on the Ran himself, had his Ran on his Gemara?
No, I'm asking on the Rishash.
Rishash doesn't mean the Ran.
He quotes.
He's just saying the Ran who happens to have the Shita. He's not saying that the Ran is what's taking place. He's saying, according to Rashi, the Suffolk will be Tutzdadim that we found in different people.
Of what? What are the Tutzdadim? Of what?
One is either Shemi of Lachlo or it's not Belev Shalom.
Yeah, but what are those Tutzdadim of? Those are Tutzdadim of why there's a Din Derabbanon. Exactly. Why is there a Din Derabbanon of Bedika Achar Bittel? Exactly. Right. So we're taking on, according to these two, that it's Dafka, one of the Tutzdadim.
So you're asking Kilo, like the Rishash is arguing with the Ran and Shadon Rashi.
Yeah, you could say like that. Okay? The Ran seems to say that both are valid possibilities in Pshat and Rashi. From Pshat and the Gemara even. It could be he's not even saying it specifically in Rashi. He's giving Pshat and the Gemara. And the Rishash, according to the Rishash, it comes out that it's only this possibility.
Why can't it be the other one if you quote the Ran?
Because if the other one is the Tzad, that it's the Maskir's obligation.
Yes. Yeah,
so because the Chametz is Shalai. And the Gemara is concluding that, let's say I gave the keys over to the Soicher before the 14th, then the Soicher has to do the Bedika. Why would the Soicher have to do the Bedika? It's not his Chametz. You know why? Because Bershus Akai. It's in his Rishus. So he has the Bedika because it's in his Rishus. He has the Bedika in his Rishus. That means we're assuming the Tzad of Shem Yavalachlo.
Yeah, but we could also say that he's not going to come to eat it. So what's the worry?
What we could also say that? Why would you say
why,
that? It's
why,
in his
why
house.
Would he? Yeah, but it's not as
chometz. So we already pointed out that the Rishash argues on that.
Yeah.
That's Rabbeinu David, that's what we said. The Rishash and Rabbi Chanan both argue on that point. They hold that even if it's not originally his chometz, still there's a chshash of Shem Yavalachlo. Okay? Fine. So that's what's coming out according to Rishash. And, you know, once we go through what the maskan of the Gemara is, alpi the various mahalchim, we're gonna see. I mean, as we're seeing already, that there's some bichidushim that are coming out of here. This is the Rishash, with the Ara on the Rishash. Okay. Let's move into the Rabbi Chanan. What did Rabbi Chanan say? What are the Tutzdadim of the Gemara? The Tutzdadim of the Gemara Shaila. Let's first. Rabbi Chanan actually broke down into Tutzdadim in Rashi and Tutzdadim in Tosfos. Let's first speak out the Tutzdadim in Rashi. What were the Tutzdadim in Rashi? Really, as far as Bali Rabbi Bali Matz is concerned, even if you don't own the Chametz, it's still Shaykh to be over Bali Rabbi Bali Matz. Ba'atzim, you still have a Chiyuv Mitzad Bali Rabbi Bali Matz in this Chametz, even if you don't own it. And that was the time that the Soicher is Shaykh to the Parsha over here. What's the Shaila of the Gemara? The Shaila of the Gemara is, who has that Chiyuv Kedima over the rest of Klai Yisrael? Who has the first level Chiyuv to search and destroy the Chametz? Is it the person who owns it? Or is it the person whose Rishus it's in? What's the Maskan of the Gemara? The Maskan of the Gemara is that it goes by the person whose Rishus it's in. The Chiyuv of a person to search and destroy Chametz is not based on the fact that it's his Chametz. It's based on the fact that it's in his Rishus. That's the Maskan of the Gemara, according to Rabbi Chanan. There's an unbelievable insight. It's unbelievable chiddush in perspective over here. Quote Rabbi Chanan. What are we saying? Any chametz that Avi Newman owns, right? Avi, tell me some chametz that you like. Sour sticks. Okay, I'm not sure if they're chametz, but let's go for like pizza, you know, donuts, bagels, ragolach, challah. Okay. Yeah, challah. Okay. So yeah, Avi has some delicious challah. Now you own it and it's in your house. Okay, what's the halacha? You need to do bedika and destroy it, right? So we always assume, naturally, we always assume that what's the reason why Avi has that chiyuv more so than everybody else in Klal Yisrael? Because why? Because it's his chametz. According to the maskana of this Gemara, in Rabbi Elchanan's world, in Rashi, it's not because it's your chametz. That's not the reason. The reason is because it's in your rishus. It could be not your chametz. It could be your chametz. It's irrelevant. That's not the reason why you're first in this chiyuv of search and destroy. The reason why you're first in this chiyuv of search and destroy is because it's in your rishus. That's what's coming out. The maskana of the Gemara, according to Rabbi Chanan. Again, it's also a very big chiddush in perspective of what's happening here. Let's move over into Tosfos. Rabbi Chanan explains the two tzedadim of the shaila in Tosfos is that the chiyuv is going to be chal really on the maskir. Initially, when the Yud Dalet comes around, it's chal on the maskir. Why? Because he says the case is talking about where the rental agreement begins in the middle of the 14th, after the Zman B'dika was already chal. Why did Rabbi Chanan say that in Tosfos? Because the lumdus of the Chiyuv B'dika in Tosfos is Shemi Yavel Achlo, and therefore it's Pashut, Zakt Rabbi Chanan, that it's not Tali in ownership of the Chametz. It's Tali in being in Yerushas. It's Pashut. So the Seich is going to be Chayev if it was before Yerdalad, because his Rishas. So what's the Shail of the Gemara? Shail of the Gemara is that the rental agreement was the middle of the 14th, and the shaila is it a new chiv every second, and therefore it would transfer over to the soicher. That was the Gemara's shaila. Or do we say no? It was one chiv that's chal all the way in the beginning of the 14th. Once it's chal, it stays on whoever it's chal. That was the shaila of the Gemara. What's the maskana? According to Tosfos, what's the maskana?
Did not transfer.
Maskana is that it does not transfer. In other words, the maskana is that the chiyuv is a chiyuv which is chal at the moment of the beginning of the 14th, and once it's chal, it stays on whoever it was chal, and that's the way it stays. Even if, here's the chiddush, listen to this, even if the maskir will never go into this house over Pesach, an unbelievable idea. The din of B'dika is based on Shema Yavel Achlo. We're afraid maybe he's going to end up eating it. Right? Afraid maybe he's going to end up eating it. Who's going to end up eating it? L'chayr, the guy who's in the house, right? This maskir is never going to be in the house. He's never going to be in the house. And still, what are we saying? It's his obligation because Shem Yavel Achlo. He may come to eat it. That's amazing. That's an amazing idea. But let's highlight it and emphasize it even further. Yeah, according to Tosfos.
I thought we said it would be a seicher.
If it was the Socher's Rishus before the 14th. But the maskana of the Gemara is that the Chiyuv is Chal at the 14th and it stays on whoever it's Chal on. Right?
Yeah.
Now, you ready for this? Here's where it gets crazy. It gets mind-boggling over here in a second. For sure in the world of the Ran and the Ritva that we learned back in the day, you recall, what's the chumrah of chametz? That there's a chi of kares. Right? So let's think about this. When is there a chi of kares? Eating chametz on Pesach. What about eating chametz before Pesach? Is there a chi of kares?
Negative.
No. There's no chi of kares eating chametz before Pesach. Even after Shkia, when?
Erev Pesach.
That is Pesach.
What do you mean? Like the night of... After Shkia, the night of Pesach, that's Pesach already.
No.
You mean the night before?
Yeah, six hours.
6 hours before. 6 hours or Shkia? You said Shkia.
Sorry, not Shkia.
6 hours of Chatzos? Yeah, even after Chatzos, there's an Isser Doraisa Chametz, but there's no Karis. So according to the Ritva, the Ran, who explained to us that the Chumra of Chametz is, has to do with the fact that there's an Issur Karis. Okay? That Issur Karis is only on Pesach itself. Right? And still, what are we saying? That the Maskir is going to have to do Bedika because Shema Yovala Achlo, even though he's never even having the possession of the property, the Chametz is not Negeatim Bechlal, over the entirety of Pesach, it's not Negeatim.
That works great.
Why?
Because in Tosfos' world...
Oh, very good. Elamai, what are you going to say? Yeah, perfect. Right? Set him up beautifully. Elamai, what are you going to say? That Tosfos is good. Why? Because Tosfos Lishitazo, like we spoke out back in the day, Tosfos Lishitazo didn't speak out the issue of Karis. He Bedavka didn't speak out the Chumra of Karis. And it comes out another beautiful Maila in Shitas Tosfos. Because at least, what? Well, at least... He's saying that there's an Erev Pesach, there's an Isser Ti Chametz. There's an Isser, even if it's not Karis, but it's Usser. And Lo Bedili Minei, we don't want any Surim, even though there's no Karis. So I was Seder, so we'll say in Tosis it still works, even though there's no Karis. Sounds good? But not. Why not? Because when is the Din Bedika Chal? When is Din Bedika Chal?
The night before.
Is it mutter to eat chametz the night before?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah? We all eat chametz the night before. We even eat chametz the next morning for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Right? Until Shah Revius. We eat chametz.
What if you bought Tosif if I didn't?
Don't do it. Mitzad the Isser, but... No, you hear this?
Yeah, but why can I say like...
I'm not gonna... You know what? Let's leave it on the side for a second. I don't want to talk about Baltosif right now. Okay? Let's talk about just this for a second. We'll talk about Lineta afterwards, okay? But yeah, understand what's happening here. It's mutter to eat chametz on Erev Pesach from the Bedika, the morning, all the way until Shah Raviz. It's mutter to eat chametz, correct? Comes Tosfos into 100%. Right? Yeah, so you have to eat chametz if you hold like the Vilna Gaon, maybe, right?
I'm saying like
chametz. Yeah. Vinegayelim, 100%, right? So everybody's eating chametz. And listen to what Tosfos is saying. Unbelievable idea. You need, you're the maskir, you need to do the bedika. You're the maskir, you need to do the bedika. Why? Because that night of Yudalit, when the chi of bedika is chal, it's chal on you, and there's a din of Shema Yovel Achlo, that's the din of the bedika, Shema Yovel Achlo, and therefore, you need to do the bedika. Now, I'm renting out this property. The rental is starting. When is the rental starting? 11 a.m. check-in. 11 a.m. Let's bump it up, right? A guy wants to do early check-in. I'm renting it out. 9 in the morning. Okay, 9 a.m. The guy's going to show up at my door, and he's taking over my property. 9 a.m. It's still mutter ti chametz right now. It's 100% mutter ti chametz right now.
And you can technically still do his chametz, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not the Iker's mind, but right, for sure. Right. If you didn't do it yet, you have to do it. And still, what are we saying? That the Chiv is Chal on the Maskir because Shema Yavel Achlo. You hear what's happening? The entirety of this man that the Chiv is Chal on the Maskir, there never was any Isser. Forget about Karis. There's no Isser at all. There's no Isser at all. And still we're saying that he has to do the B'dika because Shema Yavel Achlo? How in the world does that make any sense? It's a plea. It's an incredible chiddush, but that's the maskan of the Gemara. And the soicher, who's going to be in this place the entirety of the time, from before it's usher until after it's usher the whole time, he doesn't have to do any bedika. It's an unbelievable chiddush. If I was Taisvis / Rabbi Chanan, I would say. It's not Tully in the beginning of the 14th. You know when it's Tully on? It's Tully on the Zman of the Isser Achilas Chametz. That's what I would have said. Because what are we saying? It's all based on Shema Yavel Achla. I might come to be over the Isser of eating Chametz. So good. So it should be the Zman of when it's Asri Chametz. That's what should be Koveya. Who has the Chiyuv of Bedika? But the Gemara seems to say not like that. How could we make any sense out of such a thing? How could we make any sense out of that? We're saying you have to do bedika because Shem Yavol Achlo, but the entirety of the time of I might end up eating it, it's mutter to eat it. It's a plia. We have to say like this. We have to say that in Tosfos' world, in Rabbi Chanan, the chiyuv bedika, something that we've spoken about many, many times, the chiyuv bedika is motivated by what? By Shem Yavol Achlo. The motivation for the Takanas Chazal is Shem Yavol Achlo. And since that's the motivation, so they set it up that whoever it is that's Negeya to the Shem Yavol Achlo, he's the one that's going to have to do the Bedika. But how is the Chi of Bedika Chal? It's Chal on the 14th. It's Chal on the 14th. So that means that whoever's Rishus it is on the 14th, he's going to have to do the bedika, even if maybe something's going to change later and it's not going to end up being his rishus. He's not going to have an issue of Shem Yavol Achlo. Very nice. But that's later. That's already a change that's going to happen later. And therefore, as far as the way the chalais chiyuv is chal, it's already too late. It's an unbelievable chiddush that's coming out from the Tosfos, but l'chor, that's what we have to say. It's our old concept of motivation legislation, similar, right? The motivation is based on Shem Yavol Achlo. In this scenario, Batsim Shem Yavol Achlo is not really negeya to the maskir at all. And a chanami. You're right, when you break it down, it's not really negeya. But the way Chazal set it up is that they're attacking the chiyuv, it's chal at the night of the 14th, and whoever it is that it belongs to him at that time, he's the one who gets the chiyuv. Yeah? Good? This is the maskan of the Gemara, according to Tosfos. Okay. It's chidushim. Chidushim are coming out, according to these mafarshim. Let's go, the last pshat that we had in Rashi. What was the last pshat that we had in Rashi? Was the Birch Zavram, the Hare Kedem. That it's what? What are the two tzadim of the Gemara that we're dealing with? Number one, Echoves Abayis, Adin Bedika Derabbanon, which is Shtelavek in Echoves, as Echoves Abayis. And the question was, does this new din derabbanan of chovas habayis bedika, is it the responsibility of the maskir, his chametz, or is it the responsibility of the socher? It's his rishus. Which one? Maskan of the Gemara? It goes by the rishus. Now, I have to admit, in this last pshat, I don't see, you know, any wild chidushim. We've had some pretty wild chidushim just now between the Rishash and the Rashi over there in Rav Elchanan and the chiddush in the Tosfos Rav Elchanan. We've had some big chidushim are coming out from the Maskana. But I think that in this last pirish, in the Birchas Avram, the Hare Kedem, in Rashi, that it's just a question of in the Chovas Abayis, the Rabbanon of Bedika, how did they set it up? Did they set it up on the owner of the chametz? Did they set it up on the one whose rishus it's in? So what's the maskana? It's the one whose rishus it's in. I don't know. I don't see any big chidushim over here. It's kishmak. It's a nice tar. It's beautiful. But you hear what I'm saying? I think it's as far as pshat in what's coming out in the tar, the maskana, the gemara, it's the smoothest mitzah, the fact that it's the least, it's coming out with the least wild chidushim. Yeah? Okay. What? The Hare Kedem and the Birchas Avram. Right. Exactly. Now, Rabbeinu David, what were the two tzedadim according to Rabbeinu David? L'chaira, very similar to what we just said, right, in Rashi. What are the two tzedadim according to Rabbeinu David? Rabbeinu David told us there's no din d'orais over here because there's no Bali Rabbani Mate. The two tzedadim of the Shaila are a din d'rabbanan bedika that Klal Yisrael cannot have any chametz, any Jewish-owned chametz over Pesach. And the question is, whose responsibility is it to destroy chametz, Jewish-owned chametz, before Pesach? Is it the owner of the chametz, or is it the one who's rishus it's in? Again, like we discussed, it's not linked to the fact that he owns the chametz, be'etzem, and therefore there's two tzedadim in the shiloh. It's Klal Yisrael's chametz, it's Jewish-owned chametz, that's the issue. Not his personal ownership. So we have two tzedadim. What's the maskan of the Gemara? Maskan of the Gemara is it goes by the one who's rishus it's in. Also, very good, very smooth. So it seems very similar to the Birchas Avraham, the Harei Kedem in Pshat and Rashi, it's very nice. And the Maskana of the Gemara also, very smooth. Whoever's Rishus it's in, he's the one who has that responsibility. Yeah.
Isn't it the same as Rashi and Ramach Hanan? It's the same Kiddush as that. That it's not the guy who owns it.
No, so there, why is it different? Very good. Why is it different than that? The Teretz is because there, it was Mitzad, the din of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. And it was the general Klai Yisrael Dikadin. In other words, in Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, we always assume Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, I'm chuyev to destroy my chametz because it's my chametz. In Rashi and Rebbe Chanan, that's non-existent. There's no such halacha that you need to get rid of your chametz because it's your chametz. And that, to me, is mamash earth-shattering. The idea that everybody assumes as a Dover Pasha that you own chametz, you have a chiv to get rid of it because you own the chametz. It's coming out, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, in the Pshat of Rav Chanan in Rashi, it's coming out that concept does not exist. That's an incredible chiddush in my mind. In Rabbeinu David, that's not what's happening at all. Rabbeinu David is the exact opposite of that. He says, at least in the Havamina, your chametz. Okay, there's another detail. Also has to be your Rishos. You need two criteria. But now we're only discussing the Din D'Rabbanan. Separate Din D'Rabbanan. Klai Yisrael can't have chametz, right? So it's very different. Okay. Now that we have the Maskana clear, the Maskana is that the Chiyuv Bedika that we're discussing over here, it's based on Rishos, and like it comes out according to various Chidushim, according to the different Shitos. So now, let's go back and clarify. We had a question, right? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says a very lengthy way of talking about this. Mesiras Maftech, he gives it to him here, he gives it to him there, it depends when, etc. Right? So, we asked, what happened? Just say it's Tali and Rishos. Isn't that a much more straightforward say? Way to deal with it? So what does Avi say? Zakta Avi? No. It's a Chiddush that's coming out of here. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush that Rashi tells us that the Chiyuv is not going to transfer over. That's the Chiddush which is being taught to us. Very good. But I want to be Mosif. Why? Because even if you're right that we have that Chiddush, that the Chiyuv is not going to transfer over, once it's Chal on me, the Maskir, it won't go to the Socher in the middle. Good, that's very good. And as a matter of fact, in the world of Tosfos, that is Gufa the Chiddush. Very good. But at the end of the day, why do we need to talk about Mesiras Mafteach? Why do we need to talk about Mesiras Mafteach? Mesiras Mafteach is a halacha in Choshen Mishpat. In Hilchos Mamonos. In Hilchos Mamonos, you want to know, how do you go ahead and transfer Rishus? So, go learn Choshen Mishpat. Go check out what it says. And you'll know how to transfer Rishus. Is that a discussion that we should talk about in Baba Kama? I mean, in Pesachim? I'm in the Nezikin, yeah? I'm in Mamonos. Is that a discussion in Pesachim? It's not a discussion for Pesachim. In Pesachim, you know what the discussion is? Who is Chiyav Bedika? Good, so you know what the answer should be? The one who's Rishus, it's in. Now, you have a separate question. You want to know, how do you get it from the Rishus of the Maskir to the Rishus of the Socher? That's a good question. Open up a Choshen Mishpat and find the answer. Open up a Baba Basra and find the answer. Baba Kama, find the answer. But why is that discussed in Pesachim? Why is that discussion here?
See, I don't see anywhere in the Mishpat or Mitzvah anything about Choshen Mishpat. It's all our Chaim and Yodea. What do you mean?
That's exactly my point. Right? Very good. Excellent. You're bringing it on a beautiful way. Pesachim is not Choshen Mishpat.
I
know what you mean. I'm speaking up. Pesachim is not Choshen Mishpat. Pesachim is Arachayim. Maybe Yardea too, but Pesachim is Arachayim Batsem, right? I was learning with Shalom a couple days ago, Nefesh Chaim. Nefesh Chaim brings down Gemara in Shabbos that talks about adding in dirt into wheat. And is that mutter usser al tashayla of gezel or not? Could be you're stealing, because if you add in dirt into the wheat, it's going to end up being less than a full kilo of wheat if you sell the wheat, right? You add some of it is dirt. Tashayla in the Gemara. Gemara discuss it in Shabbos. Zakta Nefesh Chaim, what in the world is this doing in Masechet Shabbos? You know where this belongs? in the Zikin. That's his diik. I'm making the exact same diik as Nefesh Chaim. Right here in this Gemara. What in the world is this doing in Psachim? It belongs in Mavinus. It belongs in Seder Nezikin. The discussion of Messias Mafteach being a Kenyan, how to make the Kenyan, how to make the transfer Rishus, it's not our topic. Our topic is Rishus. Whoever's Rishus it's in, he's the one who's Mukhiv in the Bedika. Good. So let's talk about that. Say that. Why are you talking to me about Messias Mafteach? Question number one. Question number two, let's move on to the Rashi over here. Zot Rashi. What does Rashi say?
This is an Argama.
What?
Argama, the Argama we said.
Yeah, an Argama. Okay. Zot Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Mesiras Mafteach, Hu Kinyan Haschirus. Hu Kinyan Haschirus. Rashi tells us that Mesiras Mafteach is the Kinyan of the Schirus. So, Rashi here is defining for us what exactly is Mesiras Mafteach. The Gemara doesn't say what it is. Rashi tells us what it is. And, L'chaira, what Rashi's saying is, as he explains in the Hemshech of what he says, is that the Mesiras Mafteach is what transfers the Rishus. So, here, we have a question. I already asked my first question on this. It's L'chaira not negiah to here. It should be in the Zikin. We have another question. Rabbeinu Peretz's question. It's a beautiful question. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is essentially telling us that it's totally on whose Rishus it's in. Whose Rishus? So normally it's the Maskir's Rishus. He owns the property. What happens? He's renting it out. Right? Zok the Gemara, Mesiras Mafteach. Zok Rashi, that's Kinyan Schirus. The point of this Gemara is not to talk to me about Mesiras Mafteach. And the point of this Gemara is not to talk to me about Kinyan Eschirus. The point of this Gemara is to tell me that when the Rishus changes, so then the Chiyu B'dika will change, right? Depending on the timing. So why does the Gemara choose specifically this Kinyan? There's multiple Kinyanim of Eschirus, Karka. Like the Gemara seems to say in Baba Kama, Dafayin Tesamar Aleph, Tosfos right here brings it down. There's multiple kinyanim of Schiras Karka. It could be with Kesef, it could be with Shtar, it could be with Chazaka. Why choose specifically Mesiras Mafteach as the kinyan Schiras? The kinyan that's making the change of Rishus. This is the kinyan that we need to choose, the one that's the most controversial, the one that's the least clear, that's the Kenyan Schirus we need to choose. Why? Just tell me, when there's a Kenyan made for the transfer over the Rishus, that's what it should say. This is the Riz Kasha, it's quoted in Rabbeinu Peretz. It's a Gevaldige Kasha. If the whole point is about that there was a Kenyan Schirus, so first of all, you could just be broad and encompassing and just say whenever the Kinyan Schirus took place, the Gemara could have just used those words, Kinyan Schirus. Or if you didn't want to use those words, so at least, you know, give more examples or give the classic examples, Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Bit of practice question, the B's question, Lamaisa, it's even more difficult. As Tosfos Bayas quotes, Tosfos doesn't bring this first question even though it's also from the Re in a bit of practice, but Tosfos Bayas brings another question. What's another question from the Tosfos? That what? That at the end of the day, it's not even true. It's not even true. Rashi tells us that Mesiras Mafteach is a Kinyan Schirus. Tosfos says it's not true. Now, it's my word versus your word, you know what I mean? It's Rashi's word versus Tosfos' word. We can't stop with that. You can't just say it's not true. Why does Tosfos say it's not true? He's got to bring a raya, right? So, we learned the Tosfos today, this morning, and we see Tosfos quotes a couple of Gemaras. Let's just give a little bit of clarity on this. Why is Tosfos quoting these Gemaras? What does he want from these Gemaras? Let's look at it inside for a second. Zok Tosfos, he says, Ein Ner L'Ri. It's not It's not correct according to the Ri. Why? The Ha'amar b'Meruba, it says in Parak Meruba, that's the seventh Parak of Baba Kama, the Vayin Tesamad Aleph, it says, Kishim Shinat Karka Niknes Bekesef Shtar V'Chazaka, Kach Shechir Is Karka Niknes Bekesef Shtar V'Chazaka. As the Gemara says. Just like Karka is acquired with Kesef Shtar V'Chazaka, those are the three Kinyanim, so to Shechir Is of Karka is also Kesef Shtar V'Chazaka. That's the first Gemara that Tos quotes. And then he quotes another Gemara. Blarmina the Mahani Mesiras Maftech. We don't say that Mesiras Maftech works. Allah Kiman Domalech Lechazeku Kni. Kiramina Ba'parah. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Nun Beizim Aleph that the significance of Mesiras Maftech is that it's Kiilu you said Lechazeku Kni. The Gemara talks about a scenario where somebody's trying to sell property to somebody else. Reuven's trying to sell property to Shimon. And the case is that there's a Mesiras Maftech. They gave over the key. So the Gemara says, what's the accomplishment of giving over the key? That's not one of the kinyanim that we know. What does that achieve? So the Gemara says that it's as though he told him, go make a chazaka, and you'll be kona the property. Why is that important? Why does he need that? Because if I make a chazaka, what does it mean make a chazaka? Make a chazaka means that you do something to the property that shows you're the owner. I'll give you an example. The Gemara gives an example. You put a new lock on the door. No'al is the case. You put a new lock on the door, or you lock the door, right? So now that's a display of ownership of the property. Zokti Gemara, that by itself is not going to be a kinyan because maybe you're just trying to steal the guy's house. You need the owner to first tell you, lecha zeku kni, and then it's going to be a display of ownership. So let's say the guy didn't say a word. He kept his mouth closed, but he gave you the key. Here's the key to the house. And then you go ahead and do a chazaka. You lock it. So giving the key to the house, Dr. Gemara, it's ki'ilu you said, go and make a chazaka. Lechazeku kni. Go and make a chazaka and acquire the house. That's the significance of giving the key. Zok Tosvos, you see in the Gemara that giving the key is not a kinyan. Giving the key is telling him to go make a kinyan. But it itself is not a kinyan. That's Tos Kash on Rashi. Okay? Now Tos has quoted how many Gemaras here?
Three.
Two Gemaras. Oh. Right? Two Gemaras. One Gemara Baba Kama and Tess, and one Gemara Baba Kama Nun Beis. One in from Perek Meruba, one from Perek Hapara, right? Two Gemaras. Why did Tos quote two Gemaras? Which Gemara is the important Gemara?
First.
The first Gemara is the important Gemara? What does the first Gemara say?
Well, you're saying it's not excluding the other ones, you can say the second. But the first one. The first one says that the way to be corner
yeah.
by Sefiris is Kesef Shtar
and Chazaka.
Not in that order. Yeah.
Okay, Kesef Shtar Chazaka.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, therefore?
Therefore, it doesn't say key.
Oh. Zok Shalom. You know why there's two Gemaras in the Tosfos? Because really, Tosfos is bringing two Rayas against Rashi. He's not bringing one Raya. He's bringing two Rayas against Rashi. What are the two Rayas? The second Gemara is very straightforward. It's very clear. The second Gemara says, giving over the key is ki'ilu, you're telling him, go acquire... Go make a kinyan and acquire the house. It's in place of saying those words, but it itself is not a kinyan. That's the second Gemara. The first Gemara is saying there's three ways to acquire karka, and those are the three ways to make a kinyan schiris also. Zak Shalom. That means those are the three ways, and only these three ways. That's the second Raya against Rashi. These three ways, and Mesiras Maftech is not one of them.
Why isn't a key
so it means a Raya against him. Against Rashi. Two Rayas against Rashi. What are you asking?
Why isn't a key Chazaka though?
If somebody gives me a key, it's a Chazaka. I didn't do anything to the house.
Yeah, but he's giving you... You're being kind of the thing that... Makes it your Rishas.
Give me the key. I got a key. Shkoyach.
It doesn't mean it's mine. Key
opens the house. Okay, but making a chazaka means...
It would be like the last part of it.
Making a chazaka means that I do something to the house itself.
Yeah.
I need to do something to the house itself. Just getting the key doesn't do anything to the house itself.
So could it be the key is the last part of the kinyan with money?
No. Money itself is a kinyan. You give somebody $1 million for a house in Philadelphia. Now it's your house. Even if you didn't even step, you're living in Yerushalayim. It's your house. I know somebody. That's what he did. It's a mitzvah to buy property in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't even come to Eretz Yisrael. He's in America. He bought a house in Eretz Yisrael. Just send over the money.
It's really a mitzvah to own.
We're not going to get sidetracked with that. I know that you have very good questions, but we're going to talk about it 115. What? You hear that?
Yeah.
So the money itself is the kinyan. Okay. So the money is the key. So what role does giving the key, Teretz is? Giving the key is ke'omer lo lechazeku kni. It's in place of your words. Actions speak louder than words. You give the key, it's kilu you're telling the guy, go make a kinyan. But at the end of the day, is it itself the kinyan? No. According to Tosfos, if I give over the key, did the ownership change over?
No.
No. According to Rashi, if I give over the key, did the ownership change over?
Yep.
Yes. It's a fundamental machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos over here and how to view Maseiros Maftech.
What's Rashi's right?
Excellent. That's what we need to discuss. L'chaira, Rashi is pashut blasted out of the water over here. Right? Two gemaras against him. And by the way,
it says the same as the man that says Rashi.
What?
It says the same as the man that
No. He's not saying that at all.
The one man
that no, he's saying there's a. It's the words man that Omar mean as if you said. The words man that Omar means as if you said. It's as if you told him go make a kinyan. That's what it means in that Tosfos. It doesn't mean a man da'amar Omar who holds that. It doesn't mean that. As if you said.
Rashi,
okay? Rashi is toast, exactly. Okay? So I'll just fill you in with a little Bekias over here. The Rashbam. Tosfos quotes the Rashbam. It's a Rashbam, I think, in Babasra on the Nun Beis. Tosfos in Babakama on Nun Beis quotes this Rashbam, that the Rashbam actually holds straight out that Mesiris Mafteyach is a full-fledged kinyan to acquire karka. Not like Tosfos, but rather like Rashi. Now, I want to just say, right. I'm going to answer, right? It's like Rashi, right? It's similar. We're going to see, right? Same problem. I'm not answering yet. I'm just adding to the cheshbon. I'm going to answer in a second. But we're going to see Bli Neder in the Hemshich, hopefully tomorrow, we'll see that there's a very important diukim in Rashi to really differentiate between Rashi and the Rashbam. But for now, let's put them together. Okay, that they both hold that Mesiras Mafteach is a kinyan, and Tosfos disagrees and says not a kinyan. What do they do about these Gemaras? Shver, we have a big problem. But before we answer that, let's just finish off the Tosfos. Okay? Let's finish off the Tosfos. What's the end of the Tosfos? The end of the Tosfos is Tosfos needs to come back and explain our Gemara. What's pshat on our Gemara? If Mesiras Mafteach is not a kinyan, what in the world is Mesiras Mafteach accomplishing in our Gemara? It's l'chaira pointless. Right? What it should be tully according to Tosfos. What should it be tully on? It should be tully on Kesef Shtar Chazaka. That's when the Rishus changes. What's the Teretz? How does Tosfos explain our Gemara? He says an incredible Chiddush. He says, you know why the Gemara talks about Mesiras Mafteach? Because he who has the key has the control. He who has the key has the ability to do the Bdika. And therefore comes to us and says an incredible Chiddush. Mesiras Mafteach is the determining factor. It is the Koveya. Why? Because if you don't have the key, you can't do bedika. You have the key, you could do bedika. Whoever has the key Kiddush could do the bedika. Yes. It's a simple Kiddush, which is mind-boggling. Who cares if you could this? Or not? Tosfos. I don't understand. Guys? Let me ask you a question. If you don't have a pair of tefillin, so you're not mechuyav in tefillin?
No.
That's not true. You are mechuyav in tefillin. No. You need to go get yourself a pair of tefillin.
Yeah.
So I would have said the same thing over here. If I have a chiyav bedika, I don't have the key. So go get a key. What type of ridiculous idea is this? You know, it's like a guy shows up to Seder and he doesn't have a Gemara. So go get a Gemara. What are you doing? Go get a Gemara. You have a mitzvah of Dal Aminim. Go get a Dal Aminim. Zog Tosvos, you have a mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. But I don't have the key. Oh, okay, fine. That's a good excuse. My dog ate it. That's a good excuse. Well, it's ridiculous. What in the world is Tosvos talking about? Whoever has the key, he has the chiyuv. Did your teacher ever let you get away with that? My dog ate it? That's ridiculous.
But it's really more than that. I think it's
yeah?
Because when you don't have the key, you can't just walk into the apartment.
Okay.
Not because practically you can't actually get in, but because it's not yours to walk into right now.
Okay, good. Also, but that's another nekuda, but I'm saying it's emphasizing the same point.
You can't just walk into the other guy's apartment, even if it technically belongs to you, you rented it out to him. You can't just walk
No, but there was no kinyan. According to Tosa, there was no kinyan. There was no kinyan.
Yes, but he's staying there.
Who are you explaining now? The maskier can't or the soccer can't? No, but there was no kinyan. Right now it's still mine.
So he could technically live there for a few days and not make any kinyan?
The socher.
Yeah.
No, I guess once he's living there, that is the kinyan chazaka.
That's
once he's living there, yeah. I guess, yeah. Living there is the kinyan chazaka, I guess.
Oh, so this answer is he got the key but didn't yet make a chazaka.
Right, exactly. Tosfos says that masala mafteach below hechzik. Masala mafteach below hechzik. He gave him the key, he didn't do any chazaka. Here, what's happening here is unbelievable. It's incredible. It comes out according to Tosfos, and let's take this, you know, to the extreme. Let's emphasize what's happening here. It's Koran Tosos. It's not my chametz. It's not my chametz. And it's not my rishus either.
Okay, bro.
I didn't make a kinyan on the chametz, and I didn't make kinyan on the rishus. Not my chametz and not my rishus. And still, I have to do the bedika. Why? Because I have the key.
But from the soul,
that's it. That's there's a chiddush in two directions in this Tosos, right? Number one is, if I have the key, I have to do the bedika. If I don't have the key, I don't have to do the bedika. What do you mean you don't have to do the bedika just because you don't have the key? Since when is that a good excuse? Get a key. Get a key. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, in the tzad that the socher is chayav to do the bedika when he gets the key. Why in the world is he chayav to do the bedika? The original question was, and this is getting back to what Shalom said in the beginning. The original question was, is it tali in the fact that you own the chametz or is it tali in the fact that it's your rishos? What's the answer? They're both wrong! Exactly what Shalom said originally. They're both wrong! That's how the Rebbe learns the Gemara. They're both wrong. It's not tully in ownership of the Chametz. It's not tully in ownership of the Rishas. It's tully in. Totally independent thing. Whoever has the key. It's wild. This Tosis is unbelievable. Incredible Chiddush. Incredible. Toza, he ends off, okay, it doesn't mean just having the key. What if my neighbor has a key? My neighbor has to do the bedika? I keep a key by my neighbor. A lot of people keep a key by their neighbor. So now your neighbor has to do the bedika? No. It's talking about at least the guy who has a key and he's intending on moving in. Seder.
Intending on making a chazaka.
Okay, but right now, Lamaise is not his. It's not his. So we're ending off with two Gemaras against Rashi and the Rashbam. We have big tzarachin on Rashi over there. We have a kash on Rashi, Rabbeinu Peretz.
Absolutely.
Why Davka this kinyan, not a different kinyan.
Absolutely.
We have my own kash on Rashi that what this is not the place to talk about kinyan ischirus. Just tell me rishos, right? Three, or really four problems in Rashi. And we have two problems in the Tosfos, right? One is mitzad demaskir, since when is not having a key, excuse. Right? The fact that you can't get in is an excuse. Call a locksmith. What's the matter? Call a locksmith. He'll be able to get in. And the other problem is mitzad the socher. In the world of the socher has the key. Very nice he has the key. But that was never one of the options. These are the tzarachians that we're going to leave with today. Bez Hashem Linetter will be able to give answers tomorrow.
Yeah, it's passionate. Thank you.